to handle samadhi in the head. The minute the eyes are closed, the sensations and energy build up in the head, the breathing is faint, and the body is not obvious. The body's not supposed to be obvious. The breathing gets faint. So samadhi in the head, I'm not quite sure what you mean. It may be that, you know, when you start to get peaceful, you get all sorts of energies in the head. The reason for that is you haven't let go of the body quick enough. This is one of the advantages when you do the breath meditation. You just know the feeling of the breath. You don't locate it anywhere on the body. It means you're letting go of the body earlier. So when samadhi does happen, when the mind becomes still, the breath disappears, you've got no body left. But if you've been focusing on the tip of the nose or on your belly, you're too much focused on the body doesn't vanish. And if you do get samadhi, you do get some energy, sometimes it just goes into the body and it can be quite uncomfortable. Eventually you get things like kundalini, but that's very, very hard to handle. And it's really not the right way to practice. It was great for me to be able to have that hay fever, so I had to develop awareness of the breath, not the tip of the nose, not the belly, but just noticing the breath. So when the breath got very faint and very, very subtle, the body had mostly disappeared. Soon it did disappear, and I was sweet, it was wonderful, and all the energy was in the mind, in that sixth sense. It was none in the body. So it built up these beautiful meditations, very blissful. So if you keep awareness of the body when the meditation gets very deep, it becomes a problem. You should have let the body go a long time ago. So please, you know, don't focus on a part of the body when you're meditating, focus on the breath. And then the body vanishes, and you have a great time. But one of the problems, I already mentioned the problem with the mosquitoes, and Ajahn Chah used to call it Ajahn Mosquito. We used to have so many mosquitoes on us. The first weeks at this Wat Nana Chat, Ajahn Chah would come, we'd all sit meditation for an hour and a half outside at 6 p.m. Now, this was at dusk when all the mosquitoes came out. I don't know how he could do that, you know, because it was really torture. You had hundreds of mosquitoes on you. You had to sit perfectly still. And, you know, I'd open my eyes, just couldn't stand anymore and want to run and see all these other Thai monks sitting perfectly still. I didn't know at the time they didn't bite the Thai monks, they bit the Westerners. And it wasn't just, as I was joking the other day, as my Western food. The reason was is the Westerners' metabolism was higher than the Thais. We exuded more carbon dioxide, and that was the neon light for the mosquitoes. The more carbon dioxide comes out of your pores, the more the mosquitoes know you're there. So for a Caucasian, we were just like this neon light, come over here. They could see us much easier. And that's why we got all these mosquitoes. And I was playing this game, just, you know, one way of dealing with the situation with one of the other monks, an American monk called Damika, his name was. But anyway, so he was a novice at that time. And we were counting the mosquitoes on us. We get to about 60 or 70 at one time, and you couldn't count any more. They were literally too close together. You couldn't resolve them because, you know, they're too close. And the only way I survived was I really watched my breath until the body disappeared. And because I could watch my breath, if my attention went to the body, it was just intolerable. All this irritating mozzies. So I really watched the breath very carefully, very gently, until the body disappeared. So I could meditate there and I didn't feel the body, didn't feel any mosquitoes. And then what actually happened, when I would come out of meditation, there'd be none of these little bumps, you know, these little welts which mosquitoes would usually leave on Westerners. And I thought it was some magic of meditation. You get deep meditation and all of the welts disappear. And I didn't realize it wasn't magic. It was actually just nature, chemistry, because I was getting so peaceful, so calm, metabolism went right down, which meant I wasn't exuding any carbon dioxide, or very little carbon dioxide from the pores. So I became invisible to the mosquitoes. There was a reason behind that. So the more you worry about mosquitoes, the more upset you get, the more your metabolism goes up, the more carbon dioxide comes, the more you get bitten. So by really relaxing and becoming so still in meditation, the mosquitoes didn't see me. That was why I come out afterwards and have no bites. And all the other monks would. And that's how I dealt with that. You had to really let go of the body. Otherwise, you'd have it's intolerable irritation from so many mosquitoes. That's why they were Ajahn Mosquito for me. They taught me how to meditate. Why do monks and nuns shave their heads? Because we